Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show, My So-Called Fabulous. I'm Tiffany. Welcome, everyone. And today I'm bringing you what you want to hear and what you want to see, actually, on YouTube. But today we have talked about health, my journey in the last 4 years I've done this podcast, a lot of people's journey, because you ask and you bring me the questions. And you know what? I'm not a medical professional, but I direct you to the people. And you know what? I'm so blessed that I have people that will actually say yes when I ask them to come on this show. So everyone, functional medicine, what is it? Is it a new thing? How long has it been around? Versus Western medicine. So everyone, I'm bringing you a fabulous young woman from my hometown here in Fort Worth, Texas, Taylor Dukes with Taylor Dukes Wellness. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so honored.
You are so welcome. Oh my goodness. And I have to say, we have so many, when you're on Instagram and you're on social platforms, you have so many of the same people in your life. And we do have a lot of mutual friends. And I've watched you from afar. I have shared with you my issues with explant surgery and gut issues, and we'll get all into that for sure. But functional medicine. And, you know, Taylor, a few years ago, going through my health issues, I had to take my health into my own hands and advocate for myself. And it was unraveling a lot of medical issues, and it was going to functional. So tell us about functional medicine, how you got started, because you're a TCU Horn Frog. Mm-hmm. You're a nursing major. Tell us about yourself.
So I am Taylor Dukes. I am a functional medicine nurse practitioner, to get fancy. But I always say that people get into the world of functional medicine, they're either sick or they're smart. You know, they're smart because they're ahead of the curve and they're blazing the trail in this new form of medicine, or they're sick, which is most of my colleagues. We get into this because we're sick, we're desperate. No providers, you know, providers do try to help, but you're just not getting answers. And so I got into this field because I was sick. I can share a little bit more about that journey. But what functional medicine essentially is it's getting to the root cause of someone's symptoms or issues. You know, it's asking the why question. Okay, you have IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, but why? You know, something's causing that. So traditional medicine, it kind of ends with, okay, here are your symptoms, here's your diagnosis, and then you either get a prescription or, you know, that's really it. Or we do this intervention or this procedure. And so in functional medicine, it's not just arriving at the diagnosis. Once you get the diagnosis, whether it's thyroid condition, autoimmune disease, IBS, it goes further and it says why, you know, and it also incorporates lifestyle, supplements. You know, medications can be life-saving, not just life-saving, but absolutely necessary. And so, you know, some people get into the holistic world and go a little far, mm-hmm. you know, as in like, I'm never going to go to a doctor and I'm never going to do. And I think, you know, I've lived in third world countries. I've lived in Africa and Ecuador, and we are so blessed. We have the best medical system in the world when it comes to triage, emergency medicine, trauma. But where I think our medical system is getting it wrong is when it comes to chronic diseases, preventing illness, you know, and getting to the root cause of symptoms. So that's essentially what functional medicine is, getting to the root cause using lifestyle and other modalities other than just prescriptions and procedures.
Well, I love that you mentioned that it's a blending, because it's not always bad, because I do hear and see a lot on social media, because it's, this is bad, Western medicine or big pharma or whatever the case may be, which we know, you know, I know, that's not always the case, but there's a balance, right?
Yeah. And when people say like holistic, it kind of gets a bad rap. And I don't consider myself like, yes, I'm healthy, but I wouldn't be like, I practice holistic medicine, because honestly, it just gets a bad rap. And so what I like to think of it as functional is kind of the certifications I've gone through and all of that. That's kind of, you know, your IFM certified, the Institute for Functional Medicine. So functional medicine is kind of a buzzword, but I kind of explain it to people, you know, if I were to meet somebody at a dinner party and they have no idea what I do, you know, you talk about holistic, all this natural, but then you talk about conventional, which is just our regular traditional medical system. And I like to say integrative, because you integrate the two and you take the best from both worlds for the best outcome. Okay. And sometimes that doesn't involve prescriptions, procedures,
right,
things like that. So I think it's case dependent, but I'm not knocking our medical system. I was trained through our, you know, traditional nursing route and then on to become a family nurse practitioner.
That was my question. Training at TCU, did they train when you were in school? Were they even talking about?
So it's funny, because I wasn't interested at the time. I just wanted to be a trauma ICU nurse. I was like an adrenaline junkie, and I did end up doing that. But I do remember, it's like so funny how even that was like planted in my brain. I remember I did have a nutrition class, but it was very much like standard dietetics, you know, the food pyramid.
The pyramid.
I don't really get on board with.
Right.
But it was that. And then I remember there being a small section in our textbook being like complementary and alternative medicine. I remember it being like CAM. You know, I'm sure there was a test question, right, but just one question. Very little talking about it. It's a lot of ours was, you know, bedside nursing, pharmacology, how medications work, which is really important when you're taking care of patients and giving them medications in the hospital. But there was not an emphasis. That's not what piqued my interest in functional or integrative medicine.
So what was the catalyst that you jumped from trauma nurse to functional medicine?
Yeah. So I'll back up. I had a really unique opportunity to go abroad and do some nursing in Africa as well as Ecuador. And so after that, I got back and I was just really sick. I actually had to get flown back from Ecuador. I was having all sorts of joint pain, stomach issues. My skin was a wreck. I'd never even dealt with like preteen acne. I was sick all the time. I couldn't get out of bed. Hair was falling out. I mean, my mom truly had to come live with me. And I'm like the height of like, I was 22, right? I should be like having fun, being social.
Young.
And I was never the sick kid growing up. That was the crazy thing. Like, you know, and so I was going to GI doctor. They were prescribing this. They were like, let's do a colonoscopy, endoscopy. They put me on a prescription. And then I think I was also stressed, you know, from being a new grad on a trauma ICU unit and working night shifts. So my adrenals, my cortisol, it was really the perfect storm. But, you know, I was on the malaria meds to go to Africa, and those are antibiotics that I took for several months. And so it was just the perfect storm. But I was on thyroid meds. I was on stuff for my gut. I was going to rheumatologists, endocrinologists, you know, GI, gastroenterologists, and nobody could figure out what was wrong. And it was just, I was desperate is what I was. And my parents, who lived in Austin at the time, were like, you've never been the sick kid. This is not like you. We're going to get you in. I went to this People's Pharmacy, which I don't, you probably know.
Yeah.
I love People's. Grew up going there. My mom was always really healthy. So she was the one that was advocating. And she's like, you've never been the sick kid. So I went and worked at the naturopath, maybe made a little bit of headway. But there was a functional medicine doctor in Austin. And my parents were like, we're going to pay for you. And you're going to go get seen there. Because this is like, could not function. I couldn't work at this point. It was terrible. I remember like I was living downtown in an apartment, like so fun, would normally have friends over, be social, go walk on the trail. And I would have to like sleep in the parking garage. I would literally take a nap before I would get out of my car because I was just, I can't even explain it. I forget what it was like because it's just so not me. I just couldn't function. I would take a nap before I like walked up or got my groceries out. And so went to a functional medicine doctor, didn't believe in it. I was like, this is voodoo. I didn't learn about this in nursing school. I don't believe in it. You know, she's talking to me about my diet and I'm like, I've always eaten this way. I've never had issues. She did a comprehensive workup, and needless to say, it changed my life, my health, and the trajectory of my career.
I
got better. It did take time. It wasn't an overnight like thing. You know, there's no quick pill for actually getting to the root cause, which can discourage people sometimes on health journeys. But I think it's so important to remember it's layers of an onion, you know. Yeah, I ended up working for a 2-time New York Times bestselling author, Amy Myers. I was her nurse for years in Austin, and I just had an incredible opportunity, and that's how I got my foot in the door, and then knew one day I wanted to do it myself for patients and be able to help a little bit more than what just a traditional RN could do. And so I went back to nurse practitioner school and started my own practice. So that's kind of my journey. I was not smart. I was sick. And that's how I kind of got into this field.
And I would say that was mine, too. I was sick, not smart. But so tell me again. So when you were sick, do you know what it was? You had gut issues, obviously.
Yeah.
Did they say, okay, this is what's wrong with you?
Yeah. So the functional medicine provider broke it down. And now it's like so funny. I wish I could go and be a fly on the wall to like hear myself asking questions, like being on the other side of the desk and knowing what I know now. But I had hypothyroidism. So I was on thyroid meds, which I'm not on anymore. I don't have autoimmune thyroid. So it was just subclinical hypothyroidism secondary to everything else in my body. So that caused a lot of symptoms. I had parasites. I had fungal overgrowth, candida, dysbiosis, which is imbalanced bacteria. I had tons like recurrent UTIs. It was just with so many different things. It was just the perfect storm. It was stress, trauma, toxins. I had just gone through a lot of personal family stress. Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, it's not just one thing. I always tell people it's drops in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
One day the bucket tips over.
It does. It absolutely does.
Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned autoimmunity. Mm-hmm. That with a thyroid, correct? Mm-hmm. And I mean, autoimmunity is something that
is so prevalent, and
it's so difficult to beat, right?
Yeah.
Because I have been the one when I was trying to figure out what was wrong with me, they put me on biologics, got sicker. I mean, just throwing all chicks at me, and it was just not working for me. So finally, it was one day going, I'm done. I am not doing this. Well, you're going to be sick. You're going to get sicker. I'm like, I can't. I just can't. So, you know, again, doing what you did, saying no more. Absolutely. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I think autoimmune encompasses a lot of different things. Everything from Hashimoto's, which is thyroid, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, gut issues, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, MS. So I think, you know, when someone hears autoimmune, there's a bunch of different multifacets of what it could be, but definitely a lot of things you can do lifestyle wise to help.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning those and you're teaching these because y'all, if you follow her on Instagram, you can see she gives these daily, and I mean, I say affirmations, it's not that, but just tools on how to live our lives. And you even told me before the show started, this doesn't happen immediately. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trying so hard to turn my life around. Not that I need to turn my life around. You know what I'm talking about. Like my cleaning things and my makeup and so on and so forth. But it takes time. Okay, so Taylor, tell me, you were going to the functional medicine doctor in Austin. What took you, other than your illnesses, plural, what brought you to Taylor Duke's Wellness and Restore and Revive? Because you were your beautiful practice you and Dabney Porter started. What is your journey? What happened to get there?
Yeah, so it's so funny. People ask me all the time, like, did you want to own your own practice and create your own supplement line and start a wellness center? And the answer is no. Like, I guess I've always been a dreamer, and looking back, because I'm kind of an entrepreneur. I guess that's something I learned later in life. But growing up, my mom was like, this makes so much sense. You were always like crushing rocks and making crystals and wanting to do lemonade stands. And I was always looking for business opportunities. I would like set up a store and my store would be open for my sister. And so I think I always had a little bit of an entrepreneur in me. I just didn't really know that. And then really it was going through what I went through to realize, oh my gosh, like people need to know this and it can literally change lives. And so I was just so passionate. It had changed my life that I was like, I want to do this to help others. And so it was kind of steps to a stepping stone. It was like, you know, I had to go back to school to become a nurse practitioner to have the ability to have a license to order labs, diagnose, prescribe, things like that. And then R&R, Dabney and I met when I was, gosh, in college. I would babysit for her oldest daughter and we would work out. And we had reconnected after I'd gone through my health journey. She had gone through hers with her type 1 diabetes and autoimmune disease. And so it was just one of those things that it was just like, hey, we should do this. Right. And then I ended up, we were talking about it. This is probably 2016, about, you know, doing a wellness center, R&R, all this. And then I met my husband, who was an Air Force pilot. And I was like, sorry, everything we've talked about, I'm going to be a military wife. And so we kind of put that on hold, which was so God's timing. But so I went, married my husband, finished my nurse practitioner degree. And I was still helping other providers run their practices, being a nurse, a practice manager. For these functional medicine practices. But you see how all those little experiences of me doing like bookkeeping and drop shipping the labs and running the patient portal led me to be able to start my own. We moved. My husband got out of the military. We moved back to Fort Worth in December 2019. And then we started R&R and I started my private practice.
Oh my gosh, that is so wonderful. Yeah. 2019, right before the pandemic.
Yep.
Here it is. So right before the pandemic and helping so many people. I mean, the number of people, y'all, that I talk to that in my lives and the people I don't even know, all, you know, something I'm going through is gut issues. We've talked about that for years. But there's like, have you seen Taylor? Maybe Taylor can help you. I'm like, yes, maybe she can help me. So that's what got you there. Because now in your career, you have decided you're doing products and product development and so many things. So tell us about there. What led you to that?
Yeah. So I never really planned for this to be kind of where I take things and where I go. I feel like, and honestly, cancer, we can get into that later, but I was diagnosed with cancer in the last year. And that really just was a filter through my life of what's important. What do I need to prioritize? You know, I'm still so passionate about helping people. And so that really is kind of what expedited where I'm at. But I think things have grown and I've been so blessed. And I'm like, why me? I don't know. Like, I don't have a secret sauce or anything. You know, I was able to help a lot of people. And I really do care. Like, I would invest myself with these patients. And my practice grew and we had crazy wait lists. I mean, it was just, it's unexplainable. Right. Such a blessing. So I had hired two other providers. And I think I've always gotten to this point where I'm never going to be able to help everybody. And as a helper, that's like why I am doing what I'm doing and why I went to nursing school, nurse practitioner. It always felt like I needed to do something to help more people. But at the end of the day, I'm also have to take care of myself. I have two young babies, a husband, a social life, you know. And so I think I got to this point where I did a gut program to try and help people, which was great and wonderful. But it was like, I'm not going to be able to sit down with every single person one-on-one. And so I started dreaming of like, what are ways that I can still impact people? And I know, like, I've just resolved, I'm not going to be able to help everybody, right?
Right.
But I think getting into the supplement side of things, it's like people ask me all the time, what would you take for this? What would you do for this? And then even just a protein, like, I don't love protein powder. And so I was like, I want to formulate my own, a bone broth protein that tastes good, that has benefits with no sugar. And so really kind of where I'm at now is just wanting to create and do things to help more people. And I may not be working with everybody one-on-one, but there are small things that I can do, whether it's education online, blog articles, sharing things on Instagram, and then, of course, developing products.
Right. So, and recipes. And your community, I was talking about, because I'm working into, you know, being a brand ambassador for different companies that you've suggested, of course. But you have your friend group now that Ranch Basics. I mean, all of these different lines that Primally Pure, mm-hmm. that you just all connect together and you or wanting to solve problems, right?
Yeah, and it's been such a blessing being able to have women that love working, are so passionate about health and wellness, but also love being moms, you know? And that's something that I also realized, I guess a part of the answer to that question is like when I was doing one-on-one patient care 4 days a week, it was hard, you know? We don't have family here. Childcare would cancel. I'm like, I have a six-month-old baby. Mm. What do I do? You know, the whole day would be canceled. I can't work on a Saturday. And so, yeah, I think also part of my decision of where I'm at and just reframing and reprioritizing is I want to be present. They're only little ones, and yes. they are such a gift. And I love working, and I love helping people, but I also love my family.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? I have said this so many times on this show, and I say this in my life. There is the most important job for a woman. There's one job. I mean, and if you're blessed to have the opportunity, is to be a mom. Mm-hmm. And you know what? When those babies want to talk to you, just stop what you're doing and do it, because that is the biggest gift that we've all been given. And you have two beautiful children and a husband, 6 years, right?
Yeah, 6 years. We just celebrated 6 years.
I know. So can you believe how quickly things
It's go? Crazy. People say it goes fast with kids. And now I'm looking and I'm like, you're not kidding. I'm about to have a five-year-old this year. So it goes by fast.
Kennedy, my daughter, turns 25 in April, and I was just sitting in the movie theater, and she was starting to move, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I have a baby inside me.
25 years later.
I know, I can't believe it. So anyway, okay, Taylor, I hope you don't mind talking about this, but I recently had a scare with cancer, and you had cancer. I'm going to say had, because you just did your scans and we were all so excited to watch you and go into Arizona. Is that right?
Yes.
And get your scans. Can you tell us, because to me, that's the ultimate fear. I mean, I can imagine, but tell us, if you don't mind sharing with everyone, because we want to know how to identify, how to treat. So what happened?
So it's a crazy story, but because of the health and wellness and education that I do, I was gifted a full body preventative scan. It's called the Pronuvo scan. So, you know, I knew about the technology. I have some patients that have flown to California to do it. It's basically a full body MRI without contrast or dye. There's no radiation. And I thought, that's a cool technology. Well, they moved to DFW and they got a location in Irving. So I was talking to them. They were like, if you can just give us a tag, a shout out, you know, share, it'd be helpful for you to share with your patients in your practice. I was like, okay, you know, I had a 10-month-old. I was nursing him on the beach minutes before I got the news. And in that preventative scan, they found a brain tumor.
So
that's how I found out, which is, I mean, such a blessing. I've gone back in my head so many times, you can't play the what if game, but I'm like, what if I was driving my kids and had a seizure? I mean, who knows? What if I found it and it was too aggressive, or it was, you know, there's just so many things that it could have been. And thank God that's not my story. But that's how we found it. And so what a blessing, like, that I do what I do to be able to have been gifted that scan, because I wasn't going to look to do that scan or pay for it. I mean, it was truly a gift to me. And truly, I'm like, that's like God's greatest gift he ever gave me, is, which, you know, I wish that I didn't know, and I wish that cancer wasn't a part of my story. But thank God that's how I found out, to be proactive. So.
And was it early?
Well, they said it's probably been there years. It was the size of a plum. It wasn't small, but I did not have symptoms. So most people have seizures, hearing, balance, vision. I mean, most people have seizures with where mine was located in the type, but I've never had any symptoms, not even headaches.
Mm-mm.
So I was in disbelief when I found out. It was Labor Day of 2022. I was just like, wrong person. No way. I was at Cinnamon Shore on the beach on a family trip nursing my 10-month-old. Like, I felt good, no issues. And so I ended up coming back to Fort Worth, got in with a local neurosurgeon. He did a repeat MRI just to, you know, confirm. And sure enough, it was me, Taylor Dukes, the healthy one that has a brain tumor, which a lot of people are like, what the heck? You're the healthy one. Right. What about the rest of us? But what I always like to remind people, and even I'm working with an integrative doctor, but what I like to remind people is, okay, tumor cells and formation do not happen overnight. And so if you look back at my timeline of my illness and when everything was happening.
Yes.
So my doctor in California, I go to Dr. Keneally. She owns the Cancer Center for Healing. She is unbelievable. And I love her so much, personally and professionally. But she says we all have circulating tumor cells at any given point. But our immune system, the way that it was created, goes and attacks those tumor cells. And so what happens is when our immune system is suppressed, and if you look back at my story, that's when the cells start going rogue and tumors can form. So even my neurosurgeon, you know, everyone's into, you know, very conventional. They say, yeah, it's probably been growing 8 to 10 years. And if you look back, that was my timeline.
What?
So, yeah, it was the perfect storm. And, you know, there's multiple things. Like I had a certain parasite called Toxoplasma gondii, and the American Cancer Society and the International Journal of Cancer link people that have that in their blood. And that's not a gut parasite. It's a blood parasite to gliomas and middle-aged people, which is me. So it's like even mainstream medicine shows research to certain parasites and this type of brain cancer I had. And so I think it was just the perfect storm. But yeah, I always have to remind people, I'm like, don't live in fear. Remember, I was really, really sick. But yeah, so that's how I found out.
So you found out. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I found out September 2022.
2022, after the pandemic, mm-hmm. found out. Was it... I mean, was it just go time at that point? What happened?
Well, life kind of slowed down, honestly. Like yeah. more people would panic, but of course I was panicked and scared and
for
fearful
sure.
and anxious. But for me, it was like, and even my local neurosurgeon was like, hold on, I don't have symptoms. You know, at the time I owned 3 businesses. My husband, I'm like, you need to have access to all of this. Like we had an execute a living will. And because I wasn't symptomatic, and even my like neurosurgeon locally, who I loved, he was amazing. I ended up going with another surgeon because the technique was minimally invasive, and I ended up going to Arizona. But I was able to do research, get second opinions, advocate for myself, when that is such a blessing. Because most people, they have a seizure, they're going straight to the ER. They don't send an out-of-office email. They don't pack a bag to go to the hospital. And so for me, it was like this weird, I'm not symptomatic, but I know I have a tumor. We didn't know it was cancer at the time because you have to have pathology. And it wasn't looking like a glioblastoma, which is the most aggressive form of brain cancer. So there wasn't this sense of urgency. It was like, you need surgery within the next month or two, but like, we don't have to schedule it next week. Like, get your affairs in order. And I'm like, well, my baby turns 1. Like, it's our wedding anniversary. It's, you know, my birthday. It's sure. Christmas. Can we just like get through the holidays?
And your brain just going fast as could be.
Yes.
Yeah.
But life slowed down for me to just really reevaluate. And I ended up going to Mexico. There's a yes. healing center called Hope for Cancer. So I went there for a couple weeks. I did a ton of treatments, therapies, ozone, hyperbaric, high dose vitamin C. I did that for a couple weeks. And then I also went to California at the Cancer Center for Healing. And I did everything. I started wearing this helmet. I did nasal oxygen. I took all sorts of supplements. And this is the craziest thing. So within 5 months from diagnosis to surgery, surgery was February 1st of 2023. And so what's crazy is in those 5 months of diagnosis to surgery, it actually shrunk in half with a lot of the therapies that I did, which is a miracle.
What?
Yeah.
With all of the different yeah. types of treatment. Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, of course, everyone's like, well, what do you think it was? And all these brain cancer sure. patients I've connected with, we'll never know. We, as my doctor says, we threw the kitchen sink at it, but whatever we did. So then I had brain surgery on February 1st, and they were able to get the entire tumor, clean margins, thank God. Mm. I was walking, talking, minutes after surgery. No, I was not walking minutes after surgery. I was
take that back.
I was talking in recovery, knew where I was, knew what was going on. My husband just was like, I'll never forget. She knew who I was, and she was talking, and she wow. was making jokes. And then I got to ICU, and I was walking 6 hours later to go to the restroom, and I was discharged the next day.
So
the whole recovery has been miraculous. I mean— it was hard and it, you know, sure. it's hard. And the day-to-day, like I couldn't lift my kids for 2 months. You know, I left Restore and Revive because I just had to decrease stress and commitments and, you know, close down my practice as of tomorrow's the last day.
Right.
So it was like I really had to reshuffle and reprioritize my life. So it hasn't been easy, but it has been miraculous. Like when you look at the grand scheme of things.
So you said February 1st, and we're approaching February 1st. We're a year?
Yeah, Thursday's a year.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Look at you. Look at you.
I know. And if you saw, I'll show you in a little bit. If you saw the picture of the hole in my brain, you wouldn't believe that I'm normal and talking and able to recall these things. It truly is such a gift. So
unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a blessing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I'm talking to people that have gone through this, that first you're just deer in a headlight, mm-hmm. don't know what to say. And, you know, when I had my scare, I just was like, okay, let's get it. Let's go. I mean, just how I couldn't think. I'm like, no, let's not relax. Let's go time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to uncover. So you just had your scans here a couple of weeks ago, right?
So on Thursday, I can claim that I am a year cancer-free, which is a huge victory. And I think that I'm going to be that way for a long time. I really do. I feel really confident. I'm still doing a lot of protocols, a lot of therapies. I go to California twice a year. For maintenance, updating my protocols, testing. So I'm doing a lot of things to continue to support my immune system and stay healthy, but it's a commitment.
It is a job. It is a full-time job.
Really, truly.
We only have one body, right?
Yeah.
We only have one body. Okay, so when you had the surgery, did you have to, okay, forgive me for not knowing this.
No, it's okay.
This is layman asking here. Before did you all the treatments that you were talking about, chemotherapy, radiation, did you have to do
anything? So I did not do chemo and radiation after brain surgery. Some people with what I have do opt to do it, but I felt pretty confident. And I'm not going against any medical providers.
No.
Like my neuro-oncologist at UT Southwestern, my doctor in California, and my neurosurgeon all agree that I should not do chemo and radiation.
Okay.
But, you know, when I was talking to a neuroradiologist, he was talking about, you know, some of the symptoms of radiation can be early onset, Alzheimer's, dementia type stuff. And I'm like, whew.
Oh, dear.
So my neurosurgeon said, you know, these things usually come back. It's just a matter of time. And I'm like, well, I'm working my booty off to not make it come back. Because
sure.
I think in the oncology world, you know, everyone's so good at just getting it out. But what about preventing recurrence? So that's what I'm working on really hard right now to do. But he said, you know, keep radiation and chemo in your back pocket if there is a recurrence.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
Absolutely. Did you have to take any type of medication or, I mean?
No, I've been so fortunate.
Wow.
So, most people have seizures and are on seizure meds. I think I probably had to take a dose in the hospital. I don't remember, but I never went home on steroids. I went home on pain meds, which I got off those things so quickly. I just felt so young.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I went home. I didn't even go home on steroids. They gave me doses in the hospital. And my surgeon, a lot of credit to him, he does a minimally invasive technique. So I have a huge scar right here, but I never had to shave my head. People are like, you had brain surgery and cancer, you know.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Your hair.
I know. And it's not fake. I haven't done anything. I mean, you would never know. It's literally right here. I'll show
you.
Is
it really?
But yeah. So he, a lot of it's all credit to his approach, but even the nurses in the hospital are like, we have never seen someone recover like this. And I think it's a testament to everything I did to prepare my body for surgery and my lifestyle. You know, and who knows, maybe it even stopped growing and that's why I had no symptoms. Because usually when it's the size, it was the size of a plum, usually you're symptomatic at that point. But
I know.
Such a blessing. I never had symptoms. It's never on meds.
I want to go back to this Prenuvo scan.
Yeah.
I've heard of a scan. I didn't know the name.
Yeah.
Do you think everyone should do that?
It's so hard. And there was a Wall Street Journal article I was quoted in because all these people, you know, it's all these medical providers saying, like, don't go look for something if it's not broken. And I get that. But then you have my story of early detection leads to better outcomes, leads to sooner intervention. So why wouldn't you? You know, I know it's cost prohibitive. And I do think if insurance covered it, you know, that'd be amazing. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, if people can do it, then yeah. I'll never not talk about it because it saved my life.
Absolutely,
you know?
Saved your life. I'm going to call right after this show.
Yeah.
For sure. And I have heard for Hope for Cancer as well. That's just an amazing place in Mexico, correct?
Yes, it's in Mexico, which sounds really sketchy, but I did my research. I got in touch with the medical director and I actually got in touch with a patient who lived in Midland that had an inoperable brain tumor that went, and he was willing to share his phone number. They connected me, and I was like, you know, he has disappeared. And so it was, oh my gosh, like, I need to go to this place. And I actually knew about it, but I just never thought that would be my story. Like, I just was like, oh, if I need to refer people or family members, but I just never thought that would be me, you know?
Where in Mexico?
In Cancun. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's safe. It sounds sketchy. It's really not. And then the Cancer Center for Healing that I go to in California is amazing. They do a little bit more in-depth personalization, testing, a lot of the same treatments. But yeah.
Oh, gosh. Unbelievable. When you were telling the story earlier about, you know, early in 2011, when you were so sick in 2012, when you were so sick, and the suppressed immune system, you know, I was just telling you, I had double ear infection last week, and the doctor's like, well, your immune system is so suppressed. And I'm like, you know, and we're working on building that for sure. Yeah. But that is so amazing that you were sick and it was just unraveling slowly, slowly.
I mean, yeah.
But look at you now.
Look at me now. I'm thriving. Oh, everyone says you're a cancer survivor. I said, I'm not a survivor. I'm a thriver.
Yes. I love that.
Yes.
So
it was a hard year, but I'm like, I'm so thankful to be on the other side and I'm on the up.
I want to ask you, I want to you to share with everyone, I'm going to spit this out in a minute, how to level up your life. Can you tell me, I know that you have several things on how to level up your life. So if you could share, let's say, five things.
Yeah.
What would be the five things that our community that's listening to this and sharing this could do to level up their life?
Yeah, that's so good. And I love podcasts because it's like, what are the practical takeaways?
You know?
So I always tell people, I'm like, sometimes, especially in the health and wellness world, and I'm probably guilty of sharing this too, you know, you see all these devices and contraptions and red light therapy and infrared this. And I think sometimes it feels unattainable to people, whether it's cost prohibitive or time. And so what I like to remind people is just get back to the basics, you know, focus on eating a clean, healthy diet, drinking filtered water. So hydrating, eating healthy, getting sleep. People underestimate the value of sleep and our nervous system and our stress. You know, managing and mitigating stress is important. Getting time outside, sunshine and fresh air. I know that seems so silly because you're like, give me the supplements, give me the life hacks, give me the therapy. And it's like, we just, our society and the way we live, we've gotten so out of touch with the basics and foundations of meaningful relationships, disconnecting from technology, sleeping, managing stress, eating healthy, filtered water, you know. And then there are really practical things you can do, like rebounding on a rebounder, which is like a mini trampoline, and saunas and coffee enemas or castor oil packs, oil pulling. You know, you can get into all these things.
Oh,
and I think that's when people get overwhelmed, which I think once you have the basics, then build upon that, you know. But just sweating, like sweating, sleeping, stress mitigation, eating healthy, drinking clean water. That's a great place to start.
I love that. And that's not overwhelming. You know,
no.
It's really not overwhelming.
Sometimes you have to commit and be like, I'm going to meal prep or I'm going to look at the ingredients. But once you get that down, you can build upon that foundation.
Absolutely. I love your website. I love what you're doing because your business now, because a lot of people ask me, Tiffy, this is all well and good, but how can I afford this? My insurance won't pay for X, Y, and Z. How can I do this? I was looking at your website and your memberships are so attainable, in my opinion. And I can't thank you enough for offering that to so many people. So tell us what you offer through your website and your membership.
So that was one of the things that I realized, you know, working with a functional medicine provider, doing all the lab testing, that can get really expensive. And I've been there, you know, not just from the provider standpoint, from the patient standpoint. And so realizing I'm not going to be able to help everybody one-on-one, but what my team and I came up with, again, cancer has made me get creative, you know, and so what we've started is a community where people, and that's the other thing, it's not just for us educating and answering questions and providing lab testing. We're also providing a place where other people can connect. Hey, what toothpaste do you guys use that's fluoride free? What stool test did you do? You know, and so we created a membership online, $39 a month. You know, it's like most people can fit that. And then within that community, you can ask questions, you can connect with others. We do live Zoom calls. You get to pick my brain every month. We have access to lab testing, and you can have the option to do a consult for everything from toxin testing to stool testing, food sensitivity, blood work testing. You know, people hear about these thyroid panels and these hormone panels, but the reality is most of the time providers won't order it because they're so expensive or insurance won't cover. And so we have all of that discounted, and that's something that we've been really excited to offer because it's more affordable for people.
That is so wonderful. So how can they find you?
Well, I have a website. It's taylordukeswellness.com. And then we have a lot of free resources. I'm so passionate about education. Education first before I sell products. And so we have a blog. We have recipes. And then we also have a shop online with everything from multivitamins to detox baths to protein powder. And it's shop.taylordukeswellness.com.
Amazing. I think you're just fabulous, and I know so many people do, and that you're touching so many lives, and in my life as well. You and I connected back in November, and I was so happy to hear from you. You were reaching out because I think you knew I needed help. You know what I'm saying? For sure. So everyone, will you come back and will you come back and see us? Please
this was
do.
So fun. I forget how much I love functional medicine, and it's like such a joy to be able to talk and share, and thank you for having me.
Well, you can see it in your eyes. You're just bubbly. I just love it. So everyone, thank you so much for joining us today. If you have questions, please message us, either one of us. All this information is going to be in the show notes of how you can find her, of course, and follow us along on YouTube and Instagram and all of the things, because there's so many things. And everyone, remember what I tell you every time: keep being fabulous.